We continue our learning Lulunishmas Davi ben Menachosh and Mecham Yaakov and Pidichos Aliyah Omer Baba Basra Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is coming to teach us that a person who is planting trees at the edge of a city has to make sure that he has to distance them a little bit from the city itself because of what we call Noi Ha'ir. You want to leave a little bit of space in the city itself, and therefore a tree that's too close to the city, as we'll see the proximity based on the measure of the Mishnah, the halacha is that the people of the city can actually cut down those trees if the person plants those trees too close to the city, says the Mishnah. Marchikin es ha'ilan min ha'ir esrim v'chamesh amah. Halacha is that a person has to distance his tree. The tree's obviously out in the field somewhere. So he has to make sure that that tree that he's planting should be a minimum of 25 amos from the edge of the city, from the beginning of the city, because we want to open space between right at the beginning of the opening of the city. If he's planting a carob tree or a sycamore tree, which have a lot more branches than the typical tree, you have to distance those trees from the beginning of the city, from the opening of the city, a minimum of 50 amos. Any non-fruit-bearing tree has to be distanced 50 amos from the city, a minimum. If, let's say, the city was there before the person planted the tree. So the person, let's say, meaning the person planted the tree too close to the city, within 50 amos, let's say, of a sycamore tree, if it's a sycamore tree or a carob tree, it was within the 50 amos from the city. Or let's say it was a regular tree, 25 amos from the city. So another type of tree, another type of fruit-bearing tree. So the Mishnah says, what's the halacha? The city was there first. The halacha is that the people of the city can cut down the tree and don't have to pay the owner of the tree any money for the tree because he planted it shelo berishus and no permission to do so. But let's say this tree was already there and then they built a city and now they don't have this open space because the tree is very close to the city. Then the halacha is kotzeitz v'nosein damim. Then the people of the city have the right, even though the tree preceded it, the people of the city have the right to cut down the tree, but they have to pay the owner of the tree for the value of the tree. The Gemara says that the halacha is that the people of the city cut down the tree first, and then the owner comes to collect his money. Why? Because if we would say that the owner of the tree will say, I'll cut down my tree when you pay me for it. So then he would end up never cutting it down because the Gemara uses a phrase in Aramaic, kidra debe shutve lo chamima velo karira. The pot, literally, of partners is not hot and it's not cold, which means since the owner of the tree is going to be collecting his money from the kupas ha'ir, from the pushka, from the general public, that's what we call kidra debe shutve. It's a pot of partners. If he is going to, no one's going to take charge of that. If he's going to hold back from cutting his tree down until they pay him, they'll never pay him because everyone assumes that someone else is going to take care of paying him. And the owner of the tree is under no pressure, so he's not going to cut down the tree. No one will end up paying him. And therefore, the halacha is you have to cut down the tree first, and then he can demand his money. And this all is where his tree preceded the city. The city was there first, and he planted his tree within the 25 or 50 amos. Then he has to cut it down, and he doesn't get paid. Suf exek kadam. Let's say you don't know. Was the city there first or the tree there first? Kotzeitz halacha is that we cut down the tree, because either way, the tree has to be cut down. The only difference is if the eino no sein damim, the people of the city do not have to pay. It's the owner of the tree, motzi mechaver levaraya, the owner of the tree is the one who has to bring testimony that the tree actually preceded the city, and then he can exact payment. Otherwise, he can't be paid because of the burden of proof. He wants to take money from the people of the city. He would have to bring proof that his tree was there before the city was built. Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, by way of introduction, we have this something, when we speak about a granary, there's what we call the Goren Kavua, a granary that is considered permanent, which is where there's a very high pile of grain, we call a Kri Gadol, and that's where they would use a special fork to do the winnowing. And then there's a Goren She'ena Kavua, a non-permanent granary, where the pile is not that high, and the winnowing that they do is not with a special fork, but they just rely on the wind for the chaff to fall off. And the mystery here says that Goren Sheina Kvu will learn, the halacha is that you don't have to distance a Goren that's not Kavua from the city, because the damage potentially it could cause by the chaff, all of that waste flying around is not that detrimental, but a Goren Kavua has to be distanced. And that's what Mishnah says here. Marchikin Goren Kavua Minayir. Person has to, if he has a granary, he has to make sure to distance that Goren Kavua, the one that has the large piles of grain, from the city, Chamishim Amma, 50 Amas, because the moats, because the chaff could damage the people in the city. And also the Mishnah continues, Lo Yasa Adam Goren Kavua Bisof Shalom, Elam Ken Yesh Lo Chamishim Amma Lechol Ruach. Same thing like the Duff Code. Person shouldn't make a Goren Kavua in his own field unless there's going to be 50 Amos around in either direction. And then the Mishnah says, "Umarchik minitio sav shel chaveru uminiro kidei shelo yazik." He has to make sure to distance from the trees that were planted of his friend, and from Niro, which means his plowed field, so it does not cause any damage. The Gemara says this is not an extra statement. This is just giving the rationale for the previous halacha. Meaning, when it said, Lo yaseh adam goren kavua besoch shelo, person shouldn't make a granary, a permanent one, where we have the big piles of grain in his own backyard, in his own field, unless there's 50 amos in either direction. Why is that so? That's what it means. Umach nitosav, so that it doesn't cause damage to your friend's nitios, to your friend's trees, or to Nero, to his plowed field. Why? Because the chaff that flies off from the grain causes the trees and other things that the person may plant your friend's field, it's going to dry up the things that he plants and ruin a plowed field.